Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is July 23rd, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. For the past couple of weeks, Mercury was together with Mars in sidereal Cancer. Mercury is the planet of data and information. Mars is the planet of conflict. When the two are together, you get prevarication, spin. In other words, lies. By releasing a damning email exchange from last year, revealing his own eagerness to take help from the Russian government to elect his father, Donald Trump Jr. has brought us to a watershed moment. As the lies unravel, Republicans have been loath to admit how badly they have been soiled by the whole affair. Meanwhile, up in the zodiac, Jupiter, the planet of truth, justice, and the law, is still in Virgo, the sign of details and analysis. The shitstorm from Junior's Russian outreach, according to insider information, has sent White House staff into total turmoil, with everyone calling their lawyer to see how to limit personal exposure. The media has been full of interviews from administration officials and supporters doing damage control, but it's hard to spin this one, especially given the list of known participants, now up to 8, everyone from Trump's then-campaign chairman to a reputed Russian spy. According to Junior's original version, the meeting was about the adoption of Russian babies. But now it is generally known that adoption is code word for sanctions, which were imposed by the Obama administration targeted at the Russian oligarchy. Putin and company would dearly love to have the sanctions lifted so that these super wealthy Russians can get back to their global money laundering schemes. Can astrology enlighten us about this whole mess? According to Don Jr.'s now-published emails, the meeting took place at the Trump Tower at 4 p.m. on June 9, 2016. Okay, so here's the chart. Well, this is interesting. Libra, the sign of harmony and agreement, is the rising sign, and its ruler, Venus, is there in Taurus, the sign of value, in the 8th house of secret actions and financial arrangements. Note, too, that Venus is closely associated with the Sun, the planet of power and authority. And see how Mars, the planet of attack, is in exact opposition to Mercury, the planet of data and information. In other words, damaging information. Mercury is also in the 8th house of secrets and scandal. Were the Ruskies, by this meeting, seeking to influence the U.S. election? Oh, by the way, it's really bad to do something when Mars is retrograde. Such efforts will tend to backfire. So, what happens next? Venus is the planet of advice and counsel, and therefore pundits and lawyers. Venus enters Gemini on Wednesday, July 26th, and stays for 4 weeks. Gemini is a sign that loves information and sees things from multiple points of view and therefore has difficulty coming to a decision. So, instead of closure, we will get more information and more legal opinions and advice from differing points of view. Having gotten an earful from voters during their July 4th recess, senators returned to Washington and got back to work on the Republican health care bill, dubbed the Better Care Reconciliation Act. Meanwhile, up in the heavens on July 11th, Mars entered Cancer, where it rejoined Mercury. Mars plus Mercury is the planet of conflict plus the planet of discussion. The result is argument and a rather hostile media. Also, Cancer is the sign of the moon. The moon represents the public, and thus Cancer is the sign of the public. Mars is the planet of conflict, of anger, thus an angry public, which manifested as all sorts of protests, confrontations. Capitol Police even had to drag wheelchair-bound constituents away from their senators' offices. Even though Mercury has now moved into Leo, separating from Mars, Mars remains in Cancer, sign of the public, until August 26th. As the week progressed, more Republican senators went on record as opposing the bill, seemingly dooming it to defeat. Without the required 51 votes, the bill appears to be dead, proving once again that, once granted, it's hard to retract a government benefit. Realizing that he needs more time for sausage-making on this unpopular bill, Mitch McConnell announced that, rather than sending the senators off to their summer vacations on July 31st, he's going to keep the Senate in session until mid-August. Let's see if that will work. Mercury is the planet of discussions, the planet of making rational choices, and thus the planet of voting. Last week, Mercury moved on, entering Leo on July 20th, and thereby separating from Mars. This might be better, except that now Mercury has to contend with Rahu, one of the eclipse points, a significator that obscures and distorts whatever it combines with. Then, as Mercury gets further into Leo during August, it will move into position to be opposed by Neptune, the planet of delusion, deception, and disappointment. And then, on August 12th, Mercury begins a retrograde period. Not much hope after that. So, the planets don't seem to be favoring the Republicans for this round. Last Wednesday, just when Mercury was about to change signs, Donald Trump sat down with three New York Times reporters for an interview. Mercury is the planet of communications and the rational mind. A planet is weak when it is changing signs. Additionally, moving from Cancer to Leo, Mercury was transiting in the Gundant degrees, which are especially inauspicious, further weakening a planet's significations. Mercury was simultaneously conjunct Rahu, the eclipse point, which signifies obscuring, confusion. So, no surprise that the interview was rambling, disconnected, with Trump's delusional point of view on full display. Rahu also signifies emergency. Certainly Mr. Trump's comments sent off alarm bells all over the place. In the media, in the White House, in Congress, and especially in the Department of Justice. Trump went after his own Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, saying he never would have picked him if he knew Sessions was going to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Trump issued not-so-veiled threats at Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, warning him against checking into the Trump family finances. So, what is Mr. Trump so worried about? Well, let's take a look at his natal chart. According to Vedic astrology, Mr. Trump is in his Jupiter major period, which began just about the same time as his inauguration. For a Leo rising chart, by way of its signs, Sagittarius and Pisces, Jupiter rules the fifth house and the eighth houses of the chart. The fifth house stands for children, romance, guidance and counsel, speculation and investment, and good past life karma. The eighth house stands for partner's wealth, financial arrangements with others, death and regeneration, chronic problems, big changes, secret knowledge, clandestine activities, and the potential for humiliation. representing these parts of his chart, Jupiter resides in his second house of personal finance, family, values, speech. So, putting some of this together confirms that Donald Trump derives personal income through fifth house investments, which can have a clandestine component, that he has eighth house financial arrangements with his fifth house children, that he also has chronic problems tied to his second house of personal finances due to his fifth house investments. Knowing that Trump and his associates have had a rather bigly financial tie with Russian investors in the past, and that such Russian oligarchs are intimate with Putin, what do you suppose Trump's private talks with Putin were all about? Also last week, it became known that banking regulators are looking into the hundreds of millions of dollars loaned to Mr. Trump Enterprises by Deutsche Bank. Oh, by the way, Russians are some of the biggest shareholders in Deutsche Bank. These loans are coming under the scrutiny of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Trump explicitly warned Mueller not to look past his Russian financial involvements. Or, as someone quipped, what happens when you tell law enforcement not to open the locked door in the basement? They go, open the locked door in the basement. This is beginning to sound suspiciously like the same sort of thing that took down another president. Follow the money. And let's not forget that Mars, planet of attack, is still transiting through Mr. Trump's 12th house, a position that reads as attack from a hidden enemy. This malicious transit continues until August 26th. So, several more weeks of potentially damaging actions, damaging evidence, and people in the White House working against the president from behind his back. Okay, that's it for this week, and now I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. So here's your chance to express your appreciation for this YouTube channel. Please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.